This is a Daf Yomi, Masechta Review, Masechta Beya, tape number 2.
For subscription information about the Daf Yomi Masechta Review, please contact Daf Yomi Tapes, PO Box 831, Muncie, New York, 10952.
This tape is dedicated in memory of Chaim Miriam Bas Yaakov Shaner Zechana Lebracha. Our Maggid Shir is Rabbi Yossi Heber.
We are beginning the third parak of Masechtas Beya, parak Ein Sodin. This begins on Daf Chof Gimel Amid Beis. As we've learned before, the key difference between Shabbos and Yontif is the fact that although on Shabbos it is Osir to cook, on Yontif we say that anything that is L'tzarech Eichel Nefesh, anything which is for the purpose of food, for eating, that's mutter to do on Yontif. Even those malachas are mutter to do on Yontif. And the Mishnah says, we're not allowed to go fishing on Yontif, although we normally say that things which are malachas that are lutzarach eichel nefesh are mutter, but fishing is not allowed. Why? Since this could have been done before Yontif. Efshir la soisai me'erev Yontif. We're also not allowed to give them food to eat, but we can capture animals from their pens on Yontif. The klal is that anything that is lacking tzeda, that is lacking capturing, that is also to do on Yontif, but if it is already caught and it's in a pen, then it's mutter to take it out on Yontif. Taisus explains the only type of malacha that is mutter on Yontif, lutzarach eichel nefesh, is the parts of the malacha that are milisha v'elech, not anything that is before that, since these are considered preliminary malachas. Therefore, tseida is aser. According to Rashi, the reason tseida is aser is since it could have been done on Erev Yontif. Daf Chof Dalet. There are numerous definitions about what makes a large birer, a large pen, versus a small one, leading to what determines the malacha of tzeda. We then have a Mishnah. Rabbi Yeshua says one cannot take an animal from a trap unless he's sure that it was captured before Yontif. Rabban Gamliel permits it in a suffix. We pass him like Rabbi Yeshua. Amarav, the oilam al yimna adam atzmei bebeis ha-medrash afilu sha'achas. A person should not refrain, should not take himself away from the beis medrash even for a little bit of time. The Gemara says if a goy brought a present to a Jew, the Jew is allowed to use it, but if it could have been picked on Yontif itself, then you're not allowed to be metaltel these items, and in Motzai Yontif you have to wait a zman of bichtei sheyaso, the amount of time that it would take for the guy to go and pick it and bring it to you. And there is a machlekes on the reason for bichtei sheyaso. According to Rashi, a Jew cannot derive benefit from a malacha that was specifically done for the Jew on Shabbos. Taisvis disagrees and says that the reason you have to wait a bichtei sheyaso is because we're chayshish that eventually a person may come to tell a guy to do the malacha for him on Shabbos. That's why you're not allowed to accept it from him at all. The nafkamina lahalacha is on the night of the second night of Yontif. If after waiting a shir of bichtei sheyaso, a Jew can be nana from the malacha of a guy on the first day or not. According to Rashi, it would be mutter, since the second day of Yontif is a safek, semimanafshach. If the first day was really Yontif, so now it's not Yontif anymore. And if the second day was Yontif, then the first day, the output of this malacha that was done by the guy was mutter anyway. Masha'enkin, according to Taisvis, it would be aser. And you'd have to wait till the end of the second day. Why? Since the chashash that we make a person normally wait a chbdei sheyasu is that you might slip and tell the guy by accident to do the malacha for you. And we know that Amir la'akam on Shabbos is aser. The Machaber says in Simen Tof Kuf Tesvav, that we paskin like Rashi, but the Ramah says lahachmir like Taisus. Taf Chafei. If one put a dam in a stream before Yontif, then he can take fish from there on Yontif, since it's now considered muchan. The animal was captured already. The Gemara says birds that make their nests in a tree cannot be taken on Yontif because of a special gzera not to touch trees. Gzera shamayala v'yitlaish. We're afraid that a person may come to take off a branch from the tree, therefore you're not allowed to touch a tree. Also, any animal taken can only be taken if it's close to the city. The Mishnah. A behema misukenis, one that death is imminent, and a person is afraid he does not want it to become an avela if it dies on its own, this person is not allowed to shecht it on Yontif unless there's enough time left on Yontif to shecht it and eat a piece of the roasted meat. According to Rabbi Akiva, even a raw piece of meat would be mutter. You don't have to have the zman that it would take to actually roast it. This is, of course, lakula. Also, a person cannot allow to carry the animal on a moat with two people, since it's a bizayin for Yontif. Rather, if a person carries this type of meat, he carries it piece by piece. The Gemara says you cannot eat the meat of an animal after Shechita until you do Hafshit v'nituach. You take the hides off and you cut it into pieces. This is Derech Eretz, general practice of Derech Eretz. The same way that one shouldn't drink an entire cup of wine in one gulp, since this is not Derech Eretz either. The Gemara says a behema, while it's alive, is Becheskes Isurei Medes, because Rashi says it's considered like Eiver Min Achai. Taisu says it's a different reason. He says because it's Eina Zavuach, it's not Shechted yet. The Gemara asks, why was Torah given to Klal Yisrael? The Gemara answers, because Hashem wanted to get rid of their toughness and arrogance. Miyaminai Eish Das Lomai. Only the Torah made of fire can rid them of this trait. The Gemara says there are three tough things in the world. Number one, Klal Yisrael among the nations. Number two, dogs among the animals. And number three, the Tarnagol among the birds. Finally, the Gemara says, we do not carry people on chairs on Yom Tov unless the chairs are put on our shoulders. And then, only if either, number one, the person is needed, the Tzarchei Rabbim, for example, a Talmud Chacham, or if the person who's being carried is afraid of falling down. Daf Chav Vav. As background. A Bechor, which is the firstborn of an animal, it is Kadosh with Kedushas Bechor automatically. When the Beis HaMikdash existed, this behema was brought as a carbon on the Mizbeach. However, if this behema got a mum, so if the mum was permanent, the Kedusha goes off the Bechor, and anyone can eat it. Today, where we have no Beis HaMikdash, we must let this behema graze until it gets a permanent mum. If we shecht it before this point, it'll be like Shkut Echutz, and the person would have a potential of a Chiyav Karas. The Mishnah. If a Bechor fell into a boar on Yom Tov, so Rabbi Yehuda says you can send down a mumcha to inspect the type of blemish it has. If it is a permanent blemish, a mum kavua, we can bring up the behema and shecht it immediately. If it is a temporary mum, a mum oiver, then he's not allowed to shecht it. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai says that if you didn't know what type of mum this was before Yom Tov, you're not allowed to paskin on Yom Tov right now in terms of what it is. Why not? Since it wasn't muchan before Yom Tov. So you can't shecht it at all on Yom Tov because it wasn't muchan before Yom Tov. The Gemara says the chiddush of Reb Shimon is that even though it's tzar ba'alei chayim, you still can't bring it up on Yom Tov. Also, even if b'di'evid you brought it up and then you found a permanent blemish, which would normally allow you to shecht it on Yom Tov, the chiddush here is you're still not allowed to shecht it on Yom Tov because it wasn't muchan. And finally, the Gemara says if something became muktzah in the middle of Shabbos via a way that was out of the person's control. For example, during Shkia it was mutter, then it became muktzah, then it became mutter again. The question is if we say yesh muktzah l'chatzi Shabbos or ein muktzah l'chatzi Shabbos. And there are conflicting shitas here in the Gemara. Daf Chof Zayin. Regarding the rules of Psak, we learned in the Sechtes Erevin Daf Mem Vav that when there is a machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. So over here from our Mishnah, we should allow us to be Roya Mumin Biyantiv, just like Rabbi Yehuda, and we should say Lekula. But here, of a logic, as well as a number of Amoraim, said there's an exception, and we paskin like Reb Shimon, that we cannot be Raya Mumin on Yom Tov. Reb Yosef said this whole case is a very difficult one to paskin on. Taisu says we paskin L'Hachmer, due to Knas, and we also see this in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Tov, Tzadik Ches, that we say L'Hachmer. The Gemara says that it's okay for a Talmud Chacham to paskin regarding a Treifa on Yom Tov, but not to paskin L'Gabi Abachar. Obviously, lechatchila, we should try to check out for treifas even on Erev Yom Tov, and not have to wait till Yom Tov. The Gemara says it's usher to cause a mum to a behema, even indirectly. Not only is it usher to do it b'yadayim, but it's usher even if it's indirectly. The Mishnah. If a behema dies on Yom Tov, it is muktzah, and you're not allowed to move it on Yom Tov, and the same thing is true with challah that became tameh, that it's considered muktzah. And the Gemara says, if it's behema kachim, everyone holds that it's muktzah, but if it's behema chulin, which is misukenis, it's ready to die, Reb Shimon would hold that it's not muktzah, since before Yom Tov, he anticipated that he'll want to use it on Yom Tov as dog food, so it's considered like mucha. Masha'enkei, according to Reb Yehuda, it would still be considered muktzah. As background to the next Mishnah, from the pasuk of Nimtzai Cheftzacha V'daber Dover, we learn that one is not allowed to engage in business activities on Shabbos. It's also usur for a different reason, because we're afraid he may accidentally come to write down something if he talks business on Shabbos. And the Mishnah says, a group cannot decide in Yonim of Shechita and Behema price setting on Yom Tov, or any business deals at all, for that matter. Daf Chav Ches. in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda says a person cannot weigh meat in a conventional manner. In other words, weigh it in terms of ounces, since it's considered uvda dechal. But it's okay to weigh it versus another item. In other words, if you have scales, you're allowed to put something on one side, which you know weighs a half a pound, and on the other side, put the piece of meat to see if it's taka half a pound. The Chacham say, any type of weighing is aser, whether you're doing it legabi ounces or whether you're doing it comparing it to something else. Any type of weighing would always be considered aser, and this is in fact how we paska. The Gemara says it's aser to put a handle into meat, but it's mutter to place a simen on a person's piece of meat in order to differentiate it. The Gemara says that it's aser to weigh a bechor in the marketplace in a conventional way, in other words, by pounds. The Mishnah. We cannot sharpen a knife on Yontif because we're afraid of tikkun kli, but it's okay to rub it against another knife, since it's a tzarech eichel nefesh. And the Gemara says, only a stone sharpener is usher to use on Yontif to sharpen a knife, but not a wooden one. That would be mutter. And the Gemara gives the famous rule, ein bein Yontif lo Shabbos alo eichel nefesh bilvad. But Rabbi Yehuda is machshir, even machshirei eichel nefesh, even preliminary things needed to prepare the food, which would include sharpening the knife. The Gemara says we are not allowed to show a knife to a Talmud Chacham on Yontif for inspection, since according to the Rambam, if he finds a pegima, the Sheikh may go and try to fix it, and then he'll be over on Tikkun Kli. But it's mutter for a Talmud Chacham to look at it in private and then give it to people for Shechita. The Tanakama holds only regular food is mutter to prepare on Yontif, but not machshirei eichel. And learns this from the pasuk of Hu levadai yasa lachem. Hu levadai. Only regular food is mutter, but machshirei eichel is not mutter. Rabbi Yehuda says, even machshirei eichel is mutter, because it says Hu levadai yasa lachem, and lachem comes to teach you lechol tzarchechem. Anything. Even machshirei. The Gemara says, once a shpud, a spit, is used on Yontif, it becomes muktzah, and you're not allowed to move it. Ravina says, you can move it, since it's like a thorn, birshus harabim, which could hurt someone. As long as you move it, tiltum in atzad, then it would be mutter to move on Yontif. Ramalkiyo says, even if a man provides his wife with 100 maids, he needs to keep her occupied, and a person cannot smear his flesh with burnt ash, since it looks like a tattoo. Also, we're not allowed to buy cheese from a guy, gevinas akum, because we're afraid of non-kosher fat that may have been put on it. The Mishnah. A person shouldn't tell a sheichet to shecht a pound of meat or a dollar's worth of meat, but he can stam say to the sheichet, can you do me a favor and shecht this? And he's allowed to give him a piece, or just say, give me a piece of meat. Daf Choftes. The Mishnah. A person can tell a storekeeper on Yontif, fill up this bottle, but he's not allowed to tell him how much to put in the bottle, since then it would be considered mekach u'memkar. Rabbi Yehuda says, if the cup is also used as a measuring cup, the cup that he gives the storekeeper, then it would be aser also, because now it's considered like mekach u'memkar, because it's a measuring cup. The Gemara says, when it comes to Simchas Yontif, Rabbi Yehuda is the machmer, and Rabbi Rabbanan are the mekilin. If a person stole, and he doesn't know from whom, he should use the money which he took in this gazela for the tzarchei rabim, for example, to build cisterns. The Gemara says a person should not measure out food for an animal on Yontif, but for basic cooking purposes, there are certain ways to measure b'derech heter if it is for purposes like challah. Sifting is aser on Yontif because it is before the Ma'is Elisha, and we know only things that are milisha v'elech, from after Elisha, those are mutter for the purpose of achila, but nothing before that. But if a pebble falls into food, he can take it out, even though now it would be considered like b'ra, because you're taking something out from another pile, so it would be like b'ra. Finally, the Mishnah says a person can go to his normal storekeeper and ask for 6 eggs. Give me 6 eggs. Since it's not considered b'derech mekach u'memker. Why not? Since even in the house, people count eggs or almonds by the number. Somebody says to his wife, can you bring 3 eggs, please? Mashenki, nobody in the house says, can you get me a 1/4 pound of chocolate? No one says that. So that you're not allowed to say on Yontif. But to be able to say, I want 3 pieces of chocolate, that would be mutter. This marks the end of the third parak. Now we'll begin the fourth parak, Parak Hamevi. This is on Daf Lamed, the Mishnah. If someone is transporting pitchers of wine from one place to another, he can't carry them in boxes, because this is considered uvda dechel. But rather, he can carry a few boxes or a few bottles in his hand, as long as it's with a shina. And the Gemara says, but if it's impossible for him to carry it with a shina, and needs a lot of the food, then he can carry it the way he normally does, even if it's in boxes, and even if it's in large quantities. The Gemara asks, is it better to take smaller barrels and make more trips, so it's more of a tircha, or better to take larger barrels, so that's more of a tircha, with less trips? And the Gemara says, we are not allowed to dance or clap on Shabbos, or Yontif, because of the Gzera Shema Yisakin Klishir. We're afraid you may come to fix a musical instrument. Today we don't necessarily paskin like this, because we say that if we were to make this Gzera and not allow people to clap or sing, they wouldn't listen anyway. Mutav Sheyu Shaygigin V'Yal Yiyu Mizidin. Therefore we never made the Takana. Also, since today we don't have the expertise in fixing Klishir, we're not afraid that a person may come to do that. Therefore, clapping and dancing could potentially be mutter. We say that sometimes we keep quiet and we don't tell people what to do because Hanach Lahem LeYisrael Mutav Sheyu Shaygigin V'Yal Yiyu Mizidin. But this is only by an Isser Darabanan, not by an Isser Daraisa. If it's a Daraisa, we do not hold of this Kula, and then we have to tell people when they're doing something wrong. But the kash is, we see from Taisus Yom HaKippurim that by adding an extra few minutes to Yom Kippur before Yontif, this is a Daraisa, and we don't tell people to do this because we know they're not going to listen. So what do we see? We see even by Isurim or by Mitzvahs Daraisa, we still don't tell people. So the Rush and the Shulchan Aruch in Simen of Tofresh Ches say that we only say Mutav Sheyu Shagigin V'Al Yiyu Mizidim by a Daraisa if it's not Mamish Beferish in the Torah. Otherwise, we cannot apply this halacha. If it's something that's Beferish in the Torah, then we do not say Mutav Sheyu Shagigin. The Gemara says if something is valuable, then everyone, even Reb Shimon, who normally doesn't hold of Mukta, would say that it is Osir to be Metaltel on Shabbos or Yontif. So for example, if a person has a knife that he uses for a milah, or a sakin for shechita, we say that this is considered muktzah according to everyone, even Reb Shimon, because it's muktzah machmas chasaron kis. A person is afraid he may lose money, therefore it's muktzah for that reason. The Mishnah. We are not permitted to detach wood from a hut on Yontif, since it's seiser, it's dismantling. And we know boina, building, the seiser and dismantling, on Yontif is aser. But it is mutter to take wood which is standing next to the hut, i.e. it's not connected to the hut, because this is obviously not Baina B'Saisa. The Gemara. If a sukkah fell down, however, and there is no problem of Saisa, since Reb Shimon doesn't hold a mukta, then he would be allowed to take pieces of wood, similar to the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Memdala. Oil, which is left over from a lit candle, Meiser Shemen Shebener. The Tanakhama says it's mukta, but Reb Shimon says that it's mutter, since kibui doesn't exist anymore, since the flame is now gone. The Machlaikis is Toli, and if they hold, Migu diskatsoy lebena shmashus iskatsoy lekula yoyma. Tanakama says yes, Reb Shimon says no. So the same thing by a sukkah which fell down. Everyone, however, would hold that a sukkah on sukkahs that fell is considered mukta, unless one explicitly said before Yontif that, quote, if it falls down on sukkahs, then I want to use the wood. Ba'kol lefi tanoi. Everything would be according to this tanoi. The same rule that we said by wood would apply to the decorations. The maskonis of the Gemara is that this Tanai is only good for decorations, if you relinquish your rights to them during the Bein HaShemashos before Yontif began. But for the structure of the sukkah itself, nothing works, and according to Rashi Shita, as he brings down here, it would always be muktzah if the sukkah fell down. Daf Lamed Aleph, the Mishnah. One can bring in wood from a field, but only if it was in a pile. In other words, it was muchan. But if it was in a karpath, in an enclosed area next to the city, then even if it's not in a pile, it would be mutter to bring in. Rabbi Yossi says, any enclosure that can only be gotten to via a key and a lock is called muchan if it has wood in it. This is obviously lakula. The Gemara says leaves or vines that are gathered in a field are considered muktzah, since the wind can come and blow them away, unless he puts a kli over them. The Mishnah. We're not allowed to chop wood on Yontif except with a butcher's tool. Why not? Because normally chopping wood is nira, it appears to be uvda dechayl. Vashenkin, if you use a butcher's tool, then it's a shinoi, you're doing it b'derach shinoi, and since it's l'tzarech yantav, it would be mutter. The next Mishnah. If a room that was full of peris came open, he can use the fruits. According to Rabbi Yehuda, he can even break it open. And the Gemara says this is only on yantav, but not on Shabbos. Daf Lamed Beis. Rabbi Nechemya holds that one is not allowed to use any kli on Shabbos, unless you're using it or touching it for the exact purpose that it was meant for. The Gemara brings down numerous prices, regarding if kelim or shivrei kelim can be used as firewood, and if they are muktzah on Shabbos and Yontif. Reb Shimon is the meikel, as he doesn't hold of muktzah. Reb Yehuda is the machmer, and Reb Nechemia is even more machmer, the Mishnah. We cannot hollow out potter's clay on Yontif, because it's like making a kli. It can be used to hold a candle, for example. That's what makes it into a kli. Also, one cannot make coals or cut a wick on Yontif. Reb Yehuda says you can cut a wick via using a fire. The Gemara. Remeir says earthenware is makabel tuma when the hollowing out begins, because now it becomes a kli. According to Reb Yehoshua, it's makabel tuma only after it's cast into fire, only later on. There are six halachas said regarding a wick on Yontif. Three of them are chumers and three of them are kulas. The three chumers are that you're not allowed to roll them, you're not allowed to singe them, or you're not allowed to cut them in half, because these are being made into a kli, and it's like tikkun kli. The three kulas are that we can rub it or soften it, kelachar yad, we can soak it in oil, and we can burn them into two pieces. Rav said that the wealthy people of Bavel will go to Gehenim, since they had no rachmanis to help people via tzedaka. As we know, v'nasam lecha rachamim, pasuk in Devarim, that koham erachem al habriyais, biyadua shehu mizarei shel Avram Avinu, any person who is merachem on other people, we know that he is from the zera of Avram Avinu. V'chol mi she'enu merachem al habriyais, biyadua shehu lai mizarei shel Avram Avinu. And we learned, koham hametzape al shulchan acherim, oylam chayshach ba'adai, any person who has no source of parnasa, and he has to rely on other people's shulchan, so to say, so the world is dark for him. And even his days that he's living are not considered like life. Tanu Rabbanan, gimel chayehem einam chayim. There are three people whose lives are considered like they're not living, the Elohim. Hametzape l'shulchan acherim, a person who has to rely on someone else for parnasa. Umisha ishtai maishalas alav, a person whose wife rules over him. Umisha yisurin maishalim begufay, any person who suffers many yisurim. The Mishnah. We are not allowed to break pottery or cut paper to help roast salting fish on Yontif. Also, one cannot clean out an oven because it's like completing a kli. Rashi adds that this Mishnah holds like the Rabbanan, who hold that machshirei eichel nefesh are usser. As we mentioned before, Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's mutter. Also, we're not allowed to lead a behema through a rishus harabim with a stick on Yontif, because the behema is considered muktzah, or maybe because it looks like uvda dechol. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, this would be considered mutter. And the Gemara says, if they weren't raking out a tanner, it wouldn't roast properly. In other words, if by not raking it out, it's not going to roast at all, and you need this tanner for the purpose of cooking some sort of food, then it's mutter to rake out the oven on Yontif. And ashes with water are mutter to be used in order to seal an oven, so it will be able to cook properly on Yontif. The Gemara says a person can construct a makeshift bathroom on Yontif utilizing stones. Since it's considered kavod abrius, the Rabbanan were not geyser the iser of binyan arai, although it looks like bina here, but again, because it's kavod abrius, it's mutter. But creating an ayel on Yontif is aser. Daf Lamed Gimel. Dry branches can be used as a spit on Yontif, but not wet branches. And the Gemara says you can only use full pieces of wood for a fire, but not pieces, since they're considered shivrei kelim, and therefore they're muktzah, the Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer says a person can take a splinter of wood to clean out his teeth, and he can collect a bunch of splinters from his courtyard, since all of the courtyard is considered mukhan. The Chachamim say, you're not allowed to take splinters for a person's teeth, since it isn't for the purpose of fire, in other words, for the purpose of preparing food. But the courtyard wood for a fire would be okay, since again, it's for the preparation of food. Also, we're not allowed to rub stones together to create a fire. Kindling a fire is only mutter from an existing flame, but one cannot make a new flame on Yontif. The Gemara says it is usher to create a new flame on Yontif because of noilad, because of birth. According to most Rishayim, this is usher midrabanan. But according to the Rambam and the Taz, creating a new flame is usher even midaraisa. Daf Lamed Daled. We cannot heat up tiles on Yontif because of makeh bepatish. Once you do this, it's like finishing a malacha, makeh bepatish. Taisus asks, regarding besamim, why don't we utilize besamim when we make Havdalah if Motzoi Shabbos is also Yontif? According to the Chachamim, even if one breaks besamim on Yontif, he has no Isir Daraisa. So what would be wrong with using besamim on Motzoi Shabbos, which is Yontif? So Taisus answers, The only reason we use Besamim on Motzai Shabbos is due to the departure of the Neshama Yisera. But since on Yontif there is no Neshama Yisera, we don't use Besamim on Motzai Yontif. However, if Motzai Shabbos is on Yontif, then we should use Besamim, because it's Motzai Shabbos. So he answers, the Sudas Yontif act as the comforting factor for the Neshama Yisera. Now it's Motzai Shabbos, but it's also the beginning of Yontif, or it's the second day of Yontif. So now you have the Sudas Yontif, that acts as the comforting factor for the Neshama Yisera. The Rashbam in Psachim, Daf Kuf Beis, argues on Taisus and says, even on Yontif, there's a Neshama Yisera. So according to this, why don't we make a bracha on Besamim on Motzai Yontif? According to the Rashbam, if we say that a person has a Neshama Yisera even on Yontif, so then after Yontif is finished, we should make Havdalah using Besamim. And we know that we don't. So it's Shver on the Rashbam. The Kedushas Levi, which was written by Reb Levi Bar Ditchev, answers this kasha on the Rashbam. We know, in Masechtas Psachim, Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amid Beis, the Gemara mentions that at Shabbos, in Kiddush, we say, Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos, since the day is Kavua from Shamayim due to the Yemei Bereshis. Mashenkin on Yontif, we say, Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh Yisrael Vahazmanim. Since Klal Yisrael has input via Kiddush HaChodesh, therefore Hashem sanctified Klal Yisrael and gave them the Kedusha to be able to proclaim exactly when Kiddush HaChodesh was. Therefore they have the Kedusha for Yontif to be able to know when Yontif is. If so, the Neshama Yisera of Yontif is one that always exists with Klal Yisrael. So it isn't necessary to revive the Nefesh after Yontif, since the Neshama never really leaves us at all. It ends up, however, according to the Psak, that both the Rashbam and Taisvus agree that you do not use Besamim on Motzai Yontif. If numerous people on Shabbos are Mishtatef in the Melacha of a fire, for example, one brings the wood, one lights the fire, one stirs the pot, all are chayev for different chiyuvim on Shabbos. The Gemara says one cannot smear new kelim or polish them with oil because of makeh bepatish. It's like completing the Melacha. Taisvus asks, many people have a minig not to use a new pot at all on Yontif, and the Ramah brings this in Siman Tuf Kuf Beis Sif Dalet. The Gemara says we can remove feathers of a chicken on Yontif, but only via scalding, not via smearing, since it looks like tannic. The Gemara says on Yontif we cannot blow a fire with billows, it was to make the fire get bigger, since it resembles a craftsman's style. The Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer adds another kula, that on Erev Shabbos in a Shemitah year, a person can say, I will eat from here tomorrow. The Chachamim say, he needs to be more specific to which part of the crop he will eat. And this is totally in the machlekes of Yesh Brera or Ein Brera. The Gemara says, in order for some crops to be designated as Tevel, and now become a Chuyav in Meiser, and therefore a person can't now eat it at all, it needs two prerequisites. Number one, the processing of this grain has already taken place. And number two, that it was raw pnei abayis. It was already brought into the courtyard of the house. Without these two prerequisites, you can eat achilas arai, and there's no isra of tevel at all right now, because it's just like plain tevua. Rava asks, the Shabbos have the ability to make unprocessed crops into a chiyuv of ma'aser? Rav Nachman says yes. For our Mishnah, we cannot bring araya one way or the other. Daf Lamed Hei. Once something is mechuyav in ma'aser, you cannot eat an achilas arai at all. The question is, if this is by Shabbos, we can be kaveya this chiv even without a gemar melacha, i.e. that it was unprocessed. The gemara says, Reb Simi Bar Rava says, according to Reb Eliezer, just like truma establishes the chiv of taking off ma'aser, surely the chashivas of Shabbos also does. According to the chachamim, truma isn't kaveya without gemar melacha, but Shabbos is a question. The gemara says, according to Reb Yechanan, Shabbos, truma, ra pnei abayis, or selling grain, mekach, do not establish a chiv unless the grain is processed. Others argue in Rabbi Yechanan by each case. Finally, we say that Hillel said, if one buys tefua from an Amoretz, midaraisa it's okay. But Rabbi Yechanan Kohen Gadol made a takana that this is now demai, and one must still take off, meiser. This marks the end of the fourth parak.